Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You're tuned in to Time to Talk About It with Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter, and she will be with you a little bit later on. But right now, we will just go ahead and we will pray right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you are King of Kings and Lords of Lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. Knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord Father, we thanking you and glorifying you this day. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness in those that we are praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you, Lord. In thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for waking us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, Lord Father. A day, O God, that wasn't promised to us. And we thank you, Lord Father. Father, we pray today that we make your heart glad, Lord Father God. Father God, in this day, Lord Father, as we go throughout the day, Father God, encouraging others, Father. Father, helping others, Lord Father. Forgetting about ourselves, Lord Father. Father God, loving our neighbors, Lord Father God, as we love ourselves. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, O God, you know each and every person, name by name, and you know what they're in need of. We thank you, Lord Father God, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for healing. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching hearts and minds, Lord Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father God, for those, Lord Father God, that are seeking salvation, Lord Father. We thanking you, Lord Father, for them receiving it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you this day, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Sister Shahima Thomas, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch her body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, continue to touch her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father God. We thanking you for strengthening her right now, Lord Father. Touch her mind, touch her heart right now, Lord Father. As she continue, Lord Father God, to trust in you right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for bringing her out of the hospital, Lord. Just ask you, Lord Father, to allow her warring and minister angels to stand guard round about her right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we hold before you Kiana, Lord Father, praying, Lord Father God, for a safe delivery, Lord Father God, for her and the baby, Lord Father. And Father, we ask you, O God, to keep, Lord Father God, your angels round about them. Father, your protection, Lord Father, that you bring them out of the hospital safely, Lord Father God. Father, we thank you, glorifying and magnifying you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Minister Dolores, Lord Father. Father, we ask you to touch her body right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father God. Regulate everything, and we say body, line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Kaylin, Lord Father, thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching right now in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Continue to touch his respiratory system right now, Lord Father. Father, touch his parents right now, Lord Father. Give them the strength that they continually need in you right now, Lord Father, as they stand in the gap for their son right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to pray for Naomi, Lord Father. Father God, we ask you to keep your loving arms round about her right now, Lord Father. Strengthen her right now, Lord Father, as she go through, and we speak healing to her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Knowing, oh God, that you died, Lord Father God, your only begotten Son that you sent and died on that cross for us, Lord Father, for our sins, Lord Father God, and he took every stripe, Lord Father, upon his back for our healing, Lord Father. So we thanking you right now, Lord Father, as we call the names, Lord Father God, for healing right now, Lord Father. Father God, those, Lord Father God, that are dealing with this coronavirus, Lord Father, Father, diabetes, high blood pressure, going through chemo, dialysis, Lord Father, touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Touch their immune system right now, Lord Father, as we pray, Lord Father, a buildup in it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, touch Barbara right now, Lord Father. Continue to touch her right now, Lord Father. Father, touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. We say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father God, we pray that you continue to touch Lisa, Lord Father. We pray for her entire household, Lord Father God. Praying, Lord Father God, for salvation, Lord Father. Father God, praying for you to intervene right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, let them seek your face like never before, Lord Father. We thank you and glorifying you just for hearing prayers and answering prayers, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father God, that you're a God and there is none other but you, O God. Father, we pray for Richie right now, Lord Father. Touch him right now. Keep him, Lord Father God. Continue to strengthen his bones right now, Lord Father. We thank you for bringing him through, Lord Father, those surgeries, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and glorifying you for just being right there. Continue, oh God, to strengthen his mom, Sister Elizabeth, Lord. Touch her, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, is she too standing in the gap, oh God, for her son? Father God, touch our listeners, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're in need of at this time. We thank you right now, Lord Father God, for every bill being paid in full, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for healing of their bodies right now. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for peace in their hearts and in their minds. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, as they continue to trust in you, Lord Father, we thanking you right now for the overflow, Lord Father God, of you in them right now, Lord. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord, canceling every assignment, oh God, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. We render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, we thanking you for just having your way on this broadcast right now, Lord. We ask that you show up and show out right now. We thanking you for healing and deliverance right now. We thank you, Lord Father God, for those coming into your kingdom right now in the name of Jesus, Father. They be not ashamed, Lord Father God, Father, as they repent and accept you as their Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord Father God, to decrease my apostle, my bishop, and my pastor right now, Lord Father God, as you increase in them, Lord Father God. Father God, touch them right now, Lord. Pour your anointing over them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, as the word come forth, Lord Father. Father God, give our listeners, Lord Father God, an ear to hear and a heart to receive the word right now, Lord. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord Father God, to just have your way, Lord. And we are looking right now, Lord Father God, for that Rhema word, that now word right now, Lord Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. I could stay, right? Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We thank God for the prayer coming from Sister Diane. And if she didn't mention your name, it's because you didn't give it to us, okay? 347-857-3925. Call us if you will. And we'll ask you anyway, once more and again, we'll get you after a while, that you give us a call. Let us know. Did you enjoy the previous broadcast, huh, with the minister from the island, huh? Did you enjoy it? Oh, come on, let us know whether you enjoyed it or not. Did it do something for you? Did you get a word that enhanced you or caused you to change your mind or something? Just come on and tell us about it and praise the Lord for what he did for you. I don't mind, no, because I want to see, because we want to get her again. Amen. Praise God if you like her and she bless your soul, you know, and everything, and give you something to think about, you know, your life and everything, then let us know. Come on, call us at 347-857-3925, and we will get her back again, okay? All right, bless God. Now, I know you're going to do it now. Today, y'all going to do it. You're not going to be ashamed today, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, let me give you a word for today right now. Amen. Trust you while you're thinking about calling. Okay? You know, press the one and you will get someone. Okay? All right, here we go. Christ can give us the courage to pick up the broken pieces of life, to put them back together, and start over again. Huh? Christ can give us the courage to pick up the broken pieces of life, to put them back together, and start over again. Are you in that position today? To start over? Well, praise the Lord. We thank God for Bishop being here. We thank God for Sister Diane. And we thank God for our own Pastor Sharon. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for you. You and you. All of you that have listened, you know, to us on a constant basis. We thank God for you. We really do. Because what? We love you. Yes, we do. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, today is a dreary day. I don't know where you are, but it's a dreary one for us, raining and all that good stuff. Amen. Good sleeping weather, ain't it? Praise the Lord. Good sleeping weather. And, you know, regardless of what's going on, we thank God today, don't we? Because what? We're alive. Amen. We're alive. Amen. No matter if you are locked down and no matter what the case may be, let me tell you, there's different people, different places that is really having food, giving away food, some type of food substance. So try to get your ride there if you don't have a car, some kind of high, and get whatever it is that you want, whatever it is you want to get, you know, whatever it is. Somebody, I think it was yesterday, they were giving off peanut butter. Praise God. Can you see that? They were giving out peanut butter. So somebody ought to be giving some bread, right? Amen. So we can, put them things together and have us some sandwiches, isn't it right? Praise God. Peanut butter and jelly. Amen. Praise God. Oh, yes. Yeah. Hello. Praise God. Good morning. Just a minute.
Hello, this is,
go ahead.
This, This is Elizabeth from Connecticut. It's cold and dreary up here. A lot of rain too.
Good morning, I just
wanted to give you a praise report. My mom's birthday was April 18th, but the day before she was hospitalized, they had to take her because she fell and, you know, her mind, everything. So they took her to the hospital, and it was very hard to be able to talk to her because she doesn't know how to press the button. You know, her mind, you know, she forgets and she don't know, you know, she speaks in Spanish. They don't understand what they're, telling her. So thank God they let my sister know and she texts me. So then, like, the day before, I have called before. It's like, oh, my God, the answer machine, or nobody could get through. Then yesterday, I was just praying and praying that day. And I'm like, oh, I tried calling again at 4 that day. Then all of a sudden, I'm going to call her room. And she picked up the phone, and she was in good spirits and stuff. So I was so happy in that sense. And then yesterday, my sister just texted me that they're sending her to a rehab. The last time she stayed there for, you know, like a month or two, you know, because she was in a lot of pain in her back. But that day she was doing awesome. So I'm just grateful because she got to turn to be 91 and hoping to see her, you know. Yep, 91 years old. And I was just so grateful the way she talked to me, even though she talked about something, you know, not whatever. She kept talking and talking. She was really, where before she was really crying. She was in so much pain and telling them, you know, negative things. And she says, no, God doesn't like that, whatever, even though, you know, they're mine. But that day she was in very bad. And I was so grateful because she talks about me and my brother. Oh, come, you know, take me home. Take me home. Take me to Kings County Hospital, which is in Brooklyn. I'm like, okay, no problem. Her mind would, okay, Mom, no, don't worry. And then she says, oh, tomorrow they'll let me go. I says, yes, you know, if everything's okay, they're going to let you go. But just talking to her, you know, and just letting her know how much everybody cared. And, you know, and when I start singing, she sings with me in Spanish. And in the prayers, I just turn it around and we're praying. I says, no, we got to pray for other people. There's people going through a lot of pain. I says, you know, you come this far, you work so hard all your life. So just to encourage her till, I said, you know, till God takes you, whatever. But, and she understands that, but she was just, you know, like I said, she has dementia and she has a lot of other things. So, you know, and she falls a lot and she tries to get up, but now she's in a wheelchair. That's what happened. She fell and all that. Wow. So she's been, wow, you know, falling a lot. But otherwise that day I was just like, wow, I was blown away. I was going to call her yesterday. My sister said, no, they're going to take her to rehab. So who knows, for a month or two, whatever. But I'm just grateful. Grateful for all the Lord has done. You know, being home to me is so awesome in a sense because I've been really going into the Word and reading back and forth and writing stuff and doing all kinds of things. And it's like I get blown away by the different things, you know, that I read, you know, the things like when I listen to you, I write stuff other places. I have papers and stuff all over, making copies of different things, sending stuff to other people. So I am so grateful God is doing, I mean, you know, he's doing so much. Yes, I'm like anybody else going through your ups and your downs and your bones and the coldness, but keep going, keep going. I says, God has a better plan than all this. I said, when it's his time, he'll let me know. And like he says, hey, I feel like I'm in the 40 years. And God is, okay, we're going to open up the sea. You're going to be able to go. Hurry up and go now. And I says, because I knew he's going to have new, you know, new challenges, new levels, new stuff. And I'm just getting ready physically, mentally, everything. So I could do whatever it is that the Lord, you know, wants me to do before I have to go, you know. So, like I said, I'm ready, and I'm in a lot of prayers for everybody all the time. So, and my family, everybody else, my son is doing well. It's gonna take months and months, you know, and hopefully they'll let him go, like, to physical therapy outside. But they've been coming in, and everybody else is doing well. So I says, I'm just getting ready. I'm just in my room. They see me and say, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm in my room. I'm in prayer. I'm writing this. I'm doing this. I'm calling, texting, doing other people. You know, I'm doing what I like doing. I says, hey.
Right.
So, Yeah, praying for you, praying for everybody, everybody I could think of. I just put the name, I put whatever, and I'm just like, oh, trying to get put it all together. So when I have to go, I just take what I take and go.
Hey, we thank God.
You know what? You know
we
what?
Thank God.
I just want to say, yeah, he says, you know, take a couple of things that I have, the rest, hey, I gave, I'm giving away, I do whatever, leaving everything behind and starting to something new. God has something else for me. So I got to, you know, start all over, go through whatever. It doesn't matter. As long as God is with me and he strengthened me and he helps me and I can help others and we all help one another and love one another.
Amen.
And try to just help. That's all. That's all. You know,
Amen.
So I just, like I say, continue down that journey to destiny, to, you know, mentally, physically, wholeness and everything else, and keep going. And you know what? And holding on to everybody, and we keep going forward. That's it. That's what God wants. He wants his children. He wants his people. We got to help one another, and that's it, and love one another. And, hey, it's not easy,
Amen.
But we got to keep, like they say, keep going. So I just want to let you know about all that.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. That's all I could say.
And I am so glad of the testimony. Yes, Lord. And about your mother. Amen. And also
Amen.
About your son, too. Amen.
Yes.
We thank God he's doing well. And,
oh,
of course,
yes.
You're doing well. In spite of the cold, you're doing well.
That's
praise
it.
God. We can't give you a blanket this time. Praise God.
Hey, hey. I got all kinds of blankets, all kinds of hats. I don't care. I said, so anything to keep my bones and body warm, I don't care. Then I just keep moving around and, hey, and do what I got to do. And, that's
Amen.
It.
Amen. That's true. Thank you for letting us know today. We're going to keep on praying for you and your family. Amen. And your brothers and all, to everybody. We're praying for them.
I know. Thank you so much. God bless you all. God bless all the people who are listening. Everybody in the world, doesn't matter. We're praying for you. People that don't know you, they're praying for you. You pray for them. That's what God wants. And just lift each other and just keep going, keep going. Because you know
what?
That's it. Success is not, no, success is like Disney. It took him 7 times of failing. Look what happens. Success happens to a lot of them. Why? Because they kept going. They didn't quit. They kept
going.
That's it. Don't quit. Keep going. Because you know what? When you're almost going to quit, that's when everything turns around. God turns it around to see what you're going to do. So you got to keep going. You got to keep going. And take everybody else that you can with you. Keep going. That's
Amen.
All I want to say. God bless
everybody.
You all. Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you too. We love you. Amen. Amen. Don't you just love her? Amen. 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 She's real, people. She's real. She's real. Yes, she is. She mean everything that she says. She really means that. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Our own sister Elizabeth. Amen. Still on the front line. She's still on the front line, amen, just in a different place, amen, than she was. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to see how God start raising you up, taking you from one place to another in him? Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Don't you appreciate that? I know I do. Praise God, praise God. Well, bless God. She's about to get me going another way here, almost here. Praise God. Amen. But I'll stick here. I'll stick where I am right now. Praise God. Amen. God is good. I'll read a little bit for you today. I'm going to go from some different scriptures here today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. In order for the enemy to harm you, to get inside, to hurt you, he got to get inside to hurt you. Did you hear what I'm saying? I know you don't get that. You don't get it. But go into the scriptures a little bit here today. Amen. I'm in Exodus, the 12th chapter. I'm not going to read the entire chapter, 12th chapter, but I'm going through here. Just give you a little background. 12th chapter of Exodus. Now, I'm going to start at a familiar verse, which you've heard, and I'm going to go around to some more of the same. The seventh verse say, "And they shall take of the blood, strike it on the two side posts, and on the upper door posts of the house, of the houses wherein they shall eat it." All right, that was the seventh. And we're going down to the 11th now. Now, I'm not going to, you can read for yourself at your leisure the entire story. Okay, I'm just going to jump around a little bit. The 11th say, and shall ye eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Now, he tell you, don't take your clothes off. Huh? Go in the house, shut the door. Huh? Go in the house, shut the door. Instructions. Do you hear the instructions? You know, get a lamb. And did you know that even for those that had small families, God made provision, told them how to do it? They didn't have to get one whole big lamb, but the next door neighbor had to share. I was just reading that while ago, and I was saying, hey, you know, a lot of times you read scripture, and some scriptures you haven't really seen. You read it, but you didn't see it, okay? So he made provision. He told them how to make provision. When you have to go in and shut in, inside, huh? Inside the door. Close the door. Don't take your clothes off. Stay there and eat all that food until the morning. And told you what to do with it after the morning came and you had some food left. So now that means to tell me y'all been up all night talking and praying to God and eating. They were eating because they couldn't take the clothes off, right? Yeah, that's not. They didn't take the clothes off. Don't take your shoes off your feet. Keep your staff in your hand. You're always ready, right? That looked like some of us today, don't it? He said, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both men and beasts, man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord." Now, when a word like that has come, what do you think you gonna do? You gonna come out? You gonna go out, be nosy to see what's happening, or what? What are you gonna do? God done gave this statement here for them and telling them what to do and what he's doing. Now the gods of Egypt, he going against them too to execute judgment upon all of them. Think of today, similar to what is happening to everyone now. He said, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are." The houses where you are, not where you're going. Don't leave the house if they say, close the door, lock in, so to speak. You ain't going to leave it unlocked, are you? Lock the door, is that right? So now, If he tell you to stay in your own house, this is what he say in the Bible, huh? A token upon the houses where you are. Okay? You ain't got no business minding somebody else's business. Mind your own. Make sure the blood on your post. He said, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Did you hear what he said, what he did?
Hmm?
You know what I would say today to you? Inside is still you.
Huh?
Inside is still you. Okay? Now, what am I saying? I'm saying he has made a way for you to be protected. Now, the only way you are not protected is you come outside. Huh? If God said inside is still you, he said, I say put blood on both sides and in the top, the middle top of the doorpost. Now, did he say put some down on the foot? He didn't mention the foot of it, did he? The way you said the threshold. He didn't say to put your foot over the threshold because the threshold means something. Once you cross the threshold, now you are in another dimension. You are somewhere else. Do you get it? Because the threshold is representing coming out of what you were in and where you were. Do you get the picture? Mm-hmm. This is what it's representing. He said when he see the blood, he going to pass over his blood, the blood that he told you to put on it. You get that sacrificial lamb. You get that lamb. Why did he say lamb? Because behold the lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world.
Amen.
Hmm? The lamb has always been there. Hmm? Always been a sacrifice. For who? You. Just for you. God had made that lamb for you. Now take it and put it over your doorpost today. Spiritually, you got to do it. Why I say you got to do it today? Because inside is still you. Who's inside of that anointed place, that place that has been anointed by the blood? You are. Huh? Who house is it? It's your house. Huh? It's your dwelling place. Did you see? It's your dwelling place. So therefore, God has placed you inside his protection. You notice that when Noah was in the ark, he was where? Inside. Do you hear? No matter what was going on outside, he was inside. He was in that protective covering. He was in that place where God had his arms around and had his protection upon and blood on. See, he was there. And wherever they went, they had a tent. And the tent was what? Where they worship God. So therefore, it was what? The protection, to protect them from all hurt, harm, dangers. Hmm? God had that just for them. Because what? The inside of it all is you. Mm-hmm. Before you come into the world, you was inside your mother's womb, inside a seed. Was you not? Mm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see where you were? You were always inside in a protective shell, a covering. And I was thinking. thinking about the caterpillar. You know about the caterpillar and the butterfly? There is the caterpillar there, ugly little thing, squirming little ugly thing. But yet, you never knew what was inside of that caterpillar until it came to its fruitation. Its destiny was to become a butterfly. And when he became the butterfly, after being inside the darkness of his shell, he was beautiful. See, you are beautiful today. God has called you beautiful. Everything that he made is beautiful. See, you're beautiful. Don't let nobody tell you you're not. I don't care how your features may be. You're still beautiful to God. See, he don't see the deformity. He don't see the scar. He doesn't see any of these things because he's looking at what? The inside, what you are becoming. Do you get it? Huh? He sees that today. You know, people don't because they are carnal. And if people are carnal, they cannot see the beauty. Because they're too busy really looking at themselves. All right. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. I'm going to jump on because I'm going to give somebody a chance to go on a little further too. The 13th we just read, right? He say he's going to smite the land of Egypt, right? And everything. This is what he's going to do for you. You know why? Because these are your enemies. These are your enemies. So we're going on to another page now. We're going over to the 22nd verse right now of the same chapter. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, telling you again, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin. Tell you where the blood at. You want to know, do I get it off the lamb or where I get it from? He had it in the basin. And the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. Isn't that perfect instruction? What about instruction can't you follow? Did not God say, don't go out? Stay in where? Your own house. Does not that the sound of what's going on now in the world is sounding like that? The blood is supposed to be on your doorposts right now. In other words, your house should be housed with people of God that has been born of washed in the blood. That's what it should be at this time. And if it's not, it should have a doorpost that has been dipped with blood and put on the post. Right now, it should be that way. It should be getting that way right now. Somebody need to turn around. Somebody need to know that they need the blood on the doorposts of their homes. Because what is happening? Judgment is coming to some houses. Now, I don't know why judgment is coming to the houses. I don't know why these things are happening to people. Come on now. I don't know why. I'm not going to speculate why. But I trust and pray and hope that they were in right standing with God and the blood was on their doorposts. Hello? That is what I am praying. Anybody that's near there now, that the blood is on their doorposts right now. Where that angel could pass through, pass over. He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And I'm trusting that the blood is on your doorpost today. You have had time. You have got time. You got some people out now trying to be crazy and dumb. Oh, ain't nothing going to happen to me. Oh, I got faith. Where is your faith? Your faith is misplaced. They did not need to have faith in nothing but God when God said, put the blood on the doorpost. That's faith. That's your faith. You trust what God says, that something is about to happen. Now, you may not know what's going to happen, but you know something is about to happen if he tells you to put that blood on there. Stay in the house. In your own house.
Amen.
Don't be nosing and see what somebody else got to eat over in their own house. That's why the restaurant's closed. Eat home. See? Cook your own food. All these are tokens that God has given us. Even today, these are tokens that God has given us to follow some instructions. What happened? We cannot obey instructions no matter what, can we? We want to have it our way. That's why Burger King, well, they say Burger King's open, I think. I guess you can still have it your way. Huh? You still want to have it your way. See? Everything is not your way. Everything you should not have your way. You should be able to obey. You should be able to listen. You should be able to follow instructions. And what they used to teach us in the Holiness Church, notice I said the Holiness Church, is what? You follow instructions. It say, we want you to get up and read a scripture, not get up and preach. Following instructions. Oh, come on, I know you want to say that. Read a scripture. You want to preach. You want to let people know you can preach. You don't follow instructions, do you? Mm-hmm. Get up and sing. You want to get up and preach again. You don't follow instructions, do you? You don't obey their rule. Mm-hmm. Okay, praise God. They ain't getting no amen on that either. Praise the Lord. But what he say? Mm-hmm. On your door. Don't go out the door of your house. Don't go out your house until the morning. At least he say until the morning. Huh? He didn't say stay in there forever. He just told you to stay in there till the morning. Listen what he said the 23rd. He said, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two sides posts, the Lord will pass over the door, and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your house to smite you. See, inside is still you. You are inside. Do you hear what I'm saying? When you're inside the two doorposts and the lintel and the doorposts and all, when you're inside of there, you are protected. But you cannot go over that threshold until the morning. All right? Or you will not be protected. Do you hear what he's saying? If you have went out any time during the night, you will be destroyed. Following destruction, following instructions, obeying what the Lord has said to do. Don't do. You want to do. Everybody want to do. The Lord called you to be evangelist and called somebody else's. So you want to be apostle. Huh? Why can't you just be what God called you to be? Huh? Why you got to go try to elevate yourself? He'll elevate you when it's time. When you have come through the channels, when you have obeyed his every command and his word and his status and all, you will be elevated. God is the one that makes promotions, not you. Huh? But you want to promote yourself. So where would that find you at? You will be in the same condition as the Egyptians was. Be destroyed. Because of what? Your disobedience. What did he? I'm going to tell you what he say here again in this 23rd. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood, when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyers to come in unto your house to smite you. Did you hear that? Inside is still you. You are in there. You're his anointed. You're inside. You're inside the covenant. Do you hear me? You're inside the covenant of God right now. You are the anointed of God. You are one of the sons of God. Inside, okay? Everything outside was destroyed, was it not? And you shall observe this thing for an audience to thee and to thy sons forever. You got to bless your son.
Amen.
You obey God, you're going to bless your son, your children, when you obey God. Listen, a lot of the times our children can't get blessed because we're not blessed, so we hinder them from getting blessed because they're going with the same kind of mind we got. I don't believe in God. There ain't no God. Well, that's the Caucasian man's God. Who going to give God to one particular man? You don't even know what color Moses was. You don't know what color Abraham was. You don't know what color none of them people was. Huh? But you want to call them their God. So if that's the case, I'll take that God. The father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I'll take them. That God, I'll take their God. Because he is the only true and living God. I know within my heart, I believe within my heart. Just because I don't see him don't mean I don't believe him. You couldn't see nothing when he told you put the blood on the post. All you know, you put that blood on them posts. But you couldn't see what was outside, could you? To see what was outside would be detrimental to you, and it would be what? That's your last thing you see. Do you get it? Stop being so nosy sometimes. You see, God don't want you being so nosy. What else he say? Let's see. And it shall come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you according as he had promised that you shall keep this service. He give you a service to keep. You something you have to do every time. Okay? He give a certain time for you to do this. Okay? All right? Did you know that? God give us a certain time to do a lot of things. But we don't do them. We say, well, we know the Bible say that God is long-suffering. I say, I told you about that long-suffering. He long-suffering is true, but he didn't say he was going to forever suffer. He said there come a time where you have to pay the piper. You're going to pay for everything that you did. Do you see what I'm saying? Everything that you did, you're going to have to pay for that. Whatever man sowed, that's what he's going to reap. Now, Let me take it into another place here in, here, 23rd chapter of Matthew. Let me tell you this, another aspect of the inside of you. The 23rd chapter of Matthew, and where the 25th verse, I think I wrote it. Yeah, 25th verse. All right. Now listen to what he says. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. You know that's going on, don't you? Everybody on here, you don't even have to read the Bible to know this stuff going on, do you? He said, thy blind Pharisees cleanse first which is within the cup and the platter. Clean up on the inside. Did you hear him say? Because the inside is still you. And it do need cleaning. Amen. That the outside of them may be clean also. Clean the inside. Stop looking at everybody else and clean up the inside of you. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites. Now, this in red in my Bible, I don't know about yours. He said, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. See what you got to clean up? Because the inside is still you. It's still you. And listen, the enemy do what? Got to get in there to hurt you. And you will be the one let him in. The enemy in. Now, if you clean, the anointing is there, that oil is there, you got no worry about it, would you? Okay, what do you say? Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, for ye are like unto the sepulchre. Okay? I did read that. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto me. See, it is self-righteous. But within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Boy, Jesus is hard on them, ain't he? Lord have mercy. He say, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites. He tell them what they is, don't they? Because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, oh, Lord, here we're going back with here now. If I was there, I wouldn't have done that. Well, now, what are you doing now? You're doing the same thing, You're saying the same stuff. You still is doing extortion, Inside of your cup is still dirty. You ain't clean your own cup, but you talking about if you'd have been there when your fathers, they wouldn't have done all that. We would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophet. Yes, you would have. The same way they doing today, they did back then. It's still ignoring the concepts and precepts of God. It's still not recognizing that God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's still not recognizing any of these things. And they're still doing the same old ones. Have they changed? Anything changed? Ain't nothing changed, has it? Lord, have mercy. The inside is still you. So now, with your inside, what you going to do? Are we going to have a change here? We want to have a change, don't we? All right, I'm running over real fast to the 14th chapter, the 7th chapter of St. Mark. Let you hear that part again about it, how we are in this day. See? In this day. At the 14th verse in the 7th chapter. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. What's inside you? Is the cup clean? Is it filthy? What is it? You got hatred, animosities, jealousies, attitudes. You have all types of things on the inside of you that need cleaning. You look good. You smell good. But the inside. See, now that's the opposite. Now, the men and women of God in those days when he put the blood on the doorpost, they had to be clean before they went in there. They had to get empty everything before they went in there. You see? So their insides were clean. Now, can you say that you've been washed? You know, Jesus, God always had them. When he told Moses, tell them, wash themselves before they come before me. They couldn't even come before him without washing, cleaning. They had to get rid of all their sins, all their little no-harm sins. You know how we have them little no-harm sins? Everybody had them little no-harm sins, right? There ain't nothing wrong with that. It is. They shall defile a man. Did I read that? All right. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go here. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Huh? Let him hear what thus said the Lord. And he was entered into the house from the people. His disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, are you so without understanding? Also, do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from within entered into the man, it cannot defile him? You know all that food we eat too? Because it entered not into his heart. There you go. It don't enter his heart. Do y'all get that? But into the belly and going out into the drought, purging all meat. That means when you start talking about you can't, don't eat this kind of meat and that kind of meat. You know how it is. Amen. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. What come out your mouth? He ain't talking about out your drought. He talking about out your mouth. What come out your mouth comes straight out your heart. Far from within, out of the heart of men. Hear what the scripture says. Jesus saying it, and it's in red. I believe it. Far from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murderers, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, all these things, all these evil things come from within and defile the man. The inside is still you. You hear that? Until you get the mind of Christ, he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Until that happens, these are the things that, what? Proceed out of your mouth. Evilness. All these things. I ain't doing nothing theft. I this take. I'm Robin Hood. You still steal it. Mm-hmm. You see? The little things. You know, all the little things that we do and we say ain't nothing wrong with them. This is what God is talking about here to us. It's still inside of you. You don't want to get rid of it. You want to hold on to it, don't you? Mm-hmm. Come on. Everybody want to hold on to themselves. Well, I don't want to lose myself. But didn't Paul tell us to lose our identity? To lose our identity. It's no more I, but it's the Christ within. This is what he say. That's what it's supposed to be. It's no more I. It ain't me no more. It ain't the me. I want to keep me. I don't want to lose myself. Lose yourself. I should preach a message on that. Lose yourself, right? But your identity. Okay? Now, I'm gonna quit here, y'all. Because let me tell you. God is so good, and he's real. And when he's inside of us, now you know the devil, he going to try. He is going to try to what? Put all this stuff upon you inside. Let it, you always, it's in your mind. It's just taking up your mind with all these different things in your life. And you feel like, I'm going to heaven just the same. Now, how can you, when Jesus spoke these things in this book? See? So let things right, you know. We have time now inside your houses with the doorpost covered under the blood. Don't let the virus come in. God. Keep us covered. It will not cross over our threshold. Huh? It will not cross over our threshold. Because my threshold is anointed. It's anointed. And the blood covered the other part of the door. Hello? And the threshold is anointed. So, I got double covering here. There's three, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Two sides and up on the top. Did you hear?
Amen.
See how it is? See how he did it? God put three tokens on your house. Each house has three tokens. Each side and the top, right up there on the doorpost. Over the door. Now you see why Jewish home have that little emblem outside the door. It ain't no bigger than I measured it. It ain't bigger than one of my fingers. I measured it as the size of my finger. You buy it in the Jewish store, and it put it. They have it over their door, right at their door. You got to look because it's about that big. It ain't no bigger than that. Beautiful little thing. They sit over their doorpost. You see, God is good. Huh? Can you do that? Can you hold fast to God today and clean the inside, your thoughts? And all? Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Glory to God. Pastor Sharon?
Good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, the word is very good this morning. And, you know, it is something to think about that when God, according to the word of God, when God told them to go in the house, and a lot of times we don't want to follow the instructions, and the word came for them to stay in, to come go in. But not just going in, God let them know what was about to happen. And God is letting the people of God know the same thing even now. He cares about us so much, and he wants the best for us. even in our mess, he gives each and every man an opportunity. He have grace and mercy to come forward, to bring forth the instruction to, so we can make sure we follow the instruction. And then when the woman of God was just talking, she was just bringing forth the word, and this what the scripture was saying, it's Exodus, the 12th chapter, and it was talking about that he told them, given instruction about putting the oil and the blood upon the doorpost. And I'm reminded when the word reads, there's a song, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And when God let them know, because the destroyer, the plague is about to come forth in the night, and a destroyer. So when the blood is on the doorpost, the destroyer will pass over. And people will say, well, how can he see the blood? Well, the blood of Jesus, there's a sign there that let them know, touch not, handle not. This house belongs to me. They are my anointed. And people don't want to believe that God, when things are happening, God promised you'll have his angel over in charge over you to keep you in all your way. And they say, well, I don't see an angel. But you got to ask God to open your eyes that you may see that you are covered under the blood of the Lamb. And I reminded this morning when God make his promise, he had given us so many promises that we got to apply the promises of God over our life. And God gave him the instruction to apply the blood, just like we are given instructions to apply the word, the anointing oil, use the oil, the anointing oil, and apply the blood of Jesus upon the doorpost. Why? Because the blood never loses its power. The blood is still keep. The blood still protect. The blood does a lot right now. You don't have to know that. You say, well, Jesus died a long time ago, but you know what? His blood is still powerful. His blood still redeem man back to Christ. His blood protect you from the plague. His blood will come through and heal you and turn situation all around. And then the blood of Jesus will keep you. So he told them to do that. And they did exactly that. Now, it is something to think about. When we read the book of Exodus, and about when God gave them that direction, and we are getting that direction even now. And it's like, what caused that problem? God's sin came in the world. Sin will cause things to happen. When we want to do things our own way, it's my way, not the Lord, not knowing he's the one that woke you up. He's the one that has kept you. He is the one that redeemed you back to the hands of the Father. And then when I was thinking, looking at over that, I'm reminded about Noah also. And not just Noah, but then when it came to Lot and his family. And when God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, that the angel came. The angel of the Lord came, and he came just in time to save Lot and his family. And even in that time, when there's plague, when there's judgment is about to fall, it is so important that we have our ears to hear. You heard the scripture. You have to hear. You got to have our ears to hear. And it came when it was told that they should leave. And the angels letting them know, when you leave quickly. Don't just leave and stand there out of the other court, but leave and go to the mountain. Go far away up into the mountain. Why? Because judgment was about to fall. And God has always given his people what? instruction because he's so mindful. He is so mindful, y'all. And he's the same God today. So we got to remember the word of God and say, well, don't say, well, that was Pharaoh time and that was Noah time and that was the old time, because we are 21st century people and all those things don't apply to now. Yes, it applies right now. It applies. Why? Because the sin is still rampage on this earth. We forgot the mighty God. We forgot who wake us up, who made us, who is the one that created us. And then he told, gave them the instruction what to do, even in the book of Exodus, even in the book of Genesis with Noah. God told Noah, judgment is about to come. But the word said, he said, it's going to be a flood. Flood is judgment. And God gave him the instruction to create, to do the ark for the what? Protection. And people not going to understand. When I was reading that, people not going to understand. Why? Because they are blind to the truth. They don't understand. They weren't understanding when Noah was building the ark. Even though Noah was giving them the word, what God saying, the warning, they were what? They were continually doing it their own way. Why? Because they were blind. Their eyes were blind. Their ears were hardened. Their heart was not able to receive the warning. And sure enough, it happened. So God is such a mighty and an awesome God, that when he gives you instruction, you have to pay attention. And also with the word of God about, you know, what's in, what really, really, really messed people up is not your food or your drink. Well, that give you some extra weight and high cholesterol and everything else. But we do have to examine ourselves why he have us in our own home. And the blood of Jesus is applied on our doorpost. In the inside of your home, you do have time to what? Make it right with God. Put yourself on the altar. Put yourself and who and the ones in your household. See, because it is true. When you walk according to and you allow God to process you in the midst of what's happening on the other world, you allow him to do the work in you. You allow him to do the work. He'll do what exactly he wants to do. You can't run and say, it's true, we can't run. You can't run. But allow him to do the work in you today. And know that God is able to do everything he promised he will do. And God wants us to hearken according to verse 14 in St. Mark, the 7th chapter. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. Understand, get the understanding, of what the word is saying. Get some understanding about who you are and get some understanding what is inside of you. Get some understanding when the pot is boiled up. You know how we which is when we put things apart on the stove in the natural. And we turn up the heat, things start boiling. And what happened? The water starts boiling. And if you have the fire real high, or the stove real high, and, you know, the water starts boiling up even more hotter. And if you don't monitor it and turn it down, you may have some water splashing out. So in this time when things are happening all around you, the heat is turned up all your life because you don't know what you're going to do. You get frustrated. Some people get frustrated, y'all. Some people start acting, the heat is turned up because what? Nothing is in their control. It's God is the one in control right now. You can't control nothing. But God is the one in control. And when the heat is turned up in your life, what's going to come out of you? I hope is the living water. I hope is praise the Lord, everybody. I hope it is. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. I hope is a word of hope because people need that encouragement. You got to stop acting crazy and stop acting like you lost your mind. God is not dead. He's still alive. What is coming out of you? You'll be surprised that ugliness come out. You'll be surprised what comes out. But stay in your house. Get in your closet. Shut the door. Nobody don't have to bother you. You have a three-bedroom house? Find yourself in a linen closet and lay before God and say, God, it's me, oh God. I need your help right now. Because I'm so used to controlling things myself. I'm so used to doing this my way. But God, you're the one in control right now. Just like the plague, they could not do anything until it passes over them. It is so important to heed the word of the Lord. It is so important to know he is the same God that brought you through before. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we want to encourage you today. Deal with you today. Deal with you today. Deal with the rage on the inside of you. Deal with the storm in your life. Deal with everything all around you. And know that God will give you the peace that you need. He's a peacemaker, y'all. He's a peacemaker. He will do what you ask him to do. Just ask him today. Say, Lord, I'm in your hands. I'm in your hands. While this plague passes over, continue to keep me. Keep my eyes on you. Let me look to the hills from whence cometh my help. It comes from the Lord, the creator of the heaven and the earth. And you could keep reading a little bit further down onto verse 22. It's telling you what the thing that comes out of the hearts of men. It tells you what comes out of the hearts of men, y'all. It tells you. So you can read, y'all. Read St. Mark, the 7th chapter, and you say, what are you talking about? It sure ain't no collard greens and macaroni and cheese he's talking about today. But he's talking about from verse 21, from within out of the heart of man proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murder, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, an evil eye. Wow. How many evil eyes around y'all? Blaspheme, pride, foolishness. You can go ahead and read it yourself. And if you don't understand what those words mean, since we're in such a technology state, you can even look on your phone on the dictionary and get the word and break it down for your understanding. Remember, Jesus is love. Allow love to come forth in you today. And be blessed, y'all, while you build your relationship with the family. Get to know one another again. Sing songs of praise unto the God. And laughter, y'all. Laughter is like a medicine. If someone is grump, 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 Just say, you know what, devil, not today. You got to line up with the word of God. You better take authority of that and change your atmosphere around you. We in this house, we are locked down. We might as well allow God to reign in us. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen for that rhema word coming from Pastor Sharon and also Apostle. Amen. This morning. And it's so true. Amen. This pledge that is going on today, amen, it's the same way it was back then. Praise God. And this virus is deadly. Amen. You don't have to follow instructions. Praise God. You can go and do what you want to do, you know. And this is the mindset of so many people today. Don't look at me. Don't tell me what to do and leave me alone. And you got that kind of attitude, something going to happen. But I thank God, amen, for the word of God, because he say, when I see the blood, I will pass you by. Praise God. Amen. And in verse 11, I was looking here, amen, he told them to dress for traveling. Praise God. Put on their they made ground themselves. Put their shoes on their feet. Now, you can't sleep, amen, getting ready to go. Amen. And that was an act of faith. Amen, for the Hebrews back then. Man, they were yet, wasn't free now. Oh, but it was on the way. Praise God. Ain't you glad that you're on the Lord's side? Praise God. And you know that you're under the blood. And he said when he see the blood, he'll pass you by. They was preparing themselves, praise God, for travel. Amen. Getting ready to leave, amen, a place of bondage. Praise God. And as Apostle said, you know, I was thinking about what you were saying about that inside job, praise God. And this is what came to me, amen, in the scripture. Paul put it this way over in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse, praise God, 5 and 6. He said, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self, praise God. Know you not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobated. Praise God. And verse 6 says, but I trust that you should know that we are not reprobated. Now, do you know, amen, that you are in the faith, that you are in the Lord? Huh? Praise God. Amen. You got to know it. Praise God. If somebody got to tell you, it's time now for you to go back to the altar. Praise God, because we're living in trying time, challenging time. Man, and if you ever need to know whether you are in the faith, amen, or in Jesus Christ, amen, you need to know now. Praise God. Amen. I thank God that God said he searches the heart, knows what's in the minds of our spirit. And nevertheless, this stands sure. God knows them that are his. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm glad about that today. Amen. He searches the heart and knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Now, that faith, amen, they was preparing themselves, praise God, back then, praise God, for the fulfillment of God's promise. Man, we have a promise, praise God. We have another building not made by hand, praise God. Not an earthly kingdom, but a heavenly kingdom. I'm glad about it, praise God. Do you believe that your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life? Praise God. Amen. You got to know that, praise God. Even unlike they may seem demonstrating their faith. Amen. Are you demonstrating? Are you following the instructions, praise God? They telling us to stay, amen, home, and you can stay free, keep your distance. Man, wear a mask, keep your gloves on, use some common sense. Come on now. That also go along with your salvation. Am I right? Amen. So if you don't follow the instruction, praise God, and things happen to you, it's nobody's fault but your own, praise God. But now we have to look at man. Come on now. Who are we going to believe? Who report are we going to believe? Man, the same man telling us to do, amen, stay home. Now they're telling us, amen, you can go here and go there. The same one telling us, amen, to stay home is the same one saying it's all right for two men to marry. and two women to marry. Oh, yeah, I'm going to say it. You may not like what I'm saying, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Also, now, whose report are you going to believe? Amen. God don't jump back and forth across the fence. Amen. God have one saying. Praise God. God say what he mean and mean what he say. Amen. And he stands on his promises because he is God. And he said, besides me, there is no other God. Now, they talked about the inside job. Let's see what a wise man say. Amen. In Proverbs in chapter 6, verse 16. He say, these six things does the Lord hate. Now, let's examine this inside job now. Notice it didn't say apostle hate these things. It didn't say Bishop Porter hate them. It didn't say Pastor Sharon hate them. The Bible say the Lord hate these things. These six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven are abomination unto him. Now, what is an abomination, Bishop? Abomination is a great dislike in the eyesight of Almighty God. Are y'all with me? Number one, 17, say, a proud look, a lying tongue, a hand that shed innocent blood. The old folks used to say, he throw a brick and hide your hand. God see the brick, and he see the hand also who thought it. Help me somebody. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. 18, and a heart that devises wicked imagination, a feet that be swift and running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that sows discord among brethren. So now, don't you know that we need to examine ourselves? Praise God. It's time to look at the man in the mirror to see whether we are in the faith. Praise God. And thank God, amen, that we can keep a repentant heart. David did it. Praise God. He said, Lord, and that's what he said, put within me a clean heart, renew in me a righteous spirit, and restore the joy of my salvation. All you got to do is ask. He said, you have not because you ask not. And he said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. He have no respected person. Oh, thank God. Amen. He not like man. Ain't you glad about it today? Amen. That you serve a God that love us all. Amen. He says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. All you got to do is believe that. That's all he's asking us to do today. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Amen, amen. We just thank God for that word coming forward today from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Pastor Sharon. The inside is still you today, so examine yourself. Clean up that altar. Lay yourself on that altar. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. We thank you every Wednesday and Thursday. You're tuning in to us and supporting and listening to this broadcast as the word continue to come forth. Again, share it with your friends. Share it with your enemy. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. You can listen back to this broadcast on our Facebook page, which is Logan International Ministries. Logan International Ministries on Facebook, and just click on that link. You would like to continue to support this broadcast, so we'll see it into Apostle Porter. Live into this broadcast, plant a seed into this ministry. You can visit our website at LogianInternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button. Those that you that have Zelle, you can go and do LogianInt@gmail.com. That's LogianInt@gmail.com. And the name is Logian, I-N-T. So go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. And you have a blessed safe and wonderful day today.
Let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all.